This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. And we have finally arrived at Friday. And I thank you to tune in today to God's Frequency, WGOD Radio. We're going to hear a word from him today, and you're going to hear it through the minister, Ralph Williams, who was my guest speaker, pastor, preacher at Island Community Church last weekend. And he's preaching out of the Gospel of John. Prior to getting started on that, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. First of all, we are going to have Holy Communion. I'm excited about that. Always am. Never take it for granted. It should always be exciting as we stop for a minute from our busy days and do this in remembrance of me. Sometimes we need to slow down and stop and take inventory and praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done. So first and foremost, we're taking Holy Communion. That's a great thing. Secondly, my sermon this week is entitled Law or Grace. That's what we're going to look at. Some people are still trying to keep the law to be right with God. What does the Bible say about it? That's my sermon this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday school Bible study starts at 9:30 in the morning, and we're in the book of 1 Samuel. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is teaching that. I would love to see you 9:30 Sunday morning, sermon at 10:30 or service at 10:30 in the morning, law or grace. Okay. Now we're going to hear the last part of this message from last Sunday. And the speaker is Pastor Ralph Williams. And this was a wonderful sermon, and it was great for me to be able to sit on the other side for a change and enjoy the message and get to have God minister to me instead of being on the other end. So, okay, this is the last part of this message now. Love to see you this weekend at Island Community Church. And if not, look for the podcast here on Monday. Have a great weekend and God bless.
Verse 40, it says, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And listen, Christ always being 100% in perfect harmony with the Father, he set it out with so that they would hear and they would believe. It says in verse 43, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And listen, verse 44 says, and he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And guys, this always, every time I read it, I can read it a million times, it literally blows my mind. Not so much that he's calling him from the dead. I already know he can do that. But I think about you, I think about me. And listen, he made his name to make sure that it was only him that came. But I think about me in my life, and I know when I was in my mess and in my sin and doing everything I thought I was big enough and bad enough to do, that there was a whole group of guys that were doing the same thing. And somewhere along the line, Christ said, Ralph, come forth. And I walked out and left that place where I was. And hallelujah, I left the sin and my partners. And listen, I wanted them to be with me. I wanted them to come, but he called me. And guys, he called you. And he was personal with that call. And listen, we were just as dead as Lazarus, dead in our trespasses and sin. And he called us out of that. And we walked out of that. And hallelujah, as he comes forth, Jesus tells them, turn him loose, unshackle him, unbuckle him, and set him free. And guys, think about your own life, that you are bound in trespasses and sin. And listen, when he first called you out, you didn't know what this Christianity thing was all about. All you know is you had a strong unction on your heart to leave your old and go into the new. And listen, without even knowing all what it was, you had to answer that call. And like Lazarus, you came out with your grave clothes on and you were all bound up. And that's, guess what? Christ broke the shackles and set you free. And is still setting you free. From all the mess from the past. And listen, every once in a while we have a desire to want to go back to the old. And Christ says, those whom he loves, he chastens. And he reminds you, Brother Ralph, you don't live in the graveyard no more. You don't go back to that mess anymore. I delivered you. I freed you from that. And listen, if you've been set free, why would you want to go back and reshackle yourself all over again? And though he did that with Lazarus physically, guys, for each believer who's in this place, he did that for us spiritually. And he expects you not to go back to the graveyard and dig a grave. And get in that tomb all over again. And listen, I get it. Every once in a while, we venture close to the graveyard. Every once in a while, we think about that old stuff. Every once in a while, we think about it in our minds. And every once in a while, we try to go back to sample it. But guys, it's nothing there but dead folks' clothes. And he set us free from that. And every time you think in your heart that you want to go back to that mess, please know what God has separated you from. Please know what he's delivered you from. And listen, not just the sin here on earth. Apart from him, we would be in hell when we leave here. And I hear folks say, well, I'll be down there partying with all my friends. You might be down there with your friends. But I'm going to tell you something, that ain't the kind of party you want to attend. It really isn't. And if he sets you free, stay free. And if he has not cut the shackles and set you free, my prayer is somewhere today, this evening, or whenever, that you ask Christ into your heart so that you too can taste of the freeness of being a disciple of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. He says, thank you, Lord. Got away from my page. He says in verse 40, look at 41, it says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they might may believe that thou hadst sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Verse 45 said, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen these things which Jesus did, believed on him. And in reality, guys, that's why he tarried. That's why he waited. That's why he wanted them to see what God was going to do. And yes, he wanted Lazarus to come back from the grave. He did love him and indeed did bring him back. But guys, understand that Lazarus still had to physically die again. And again, his best life, he probably felt pretty good coming up out of that grave. But I guarantee you, when he went the second time and he's with Jesus, he realized that that really is his best life. In verse 46, it said, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees. And listen, anytime you get these guys involved, it's always going to be a problem. It says, and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered they the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we do? For this man doeth many miracles. And instead of believing on him, they're still trying to get him out of the way because he's messing with their power structure. Everybody's looking at him. Folk are coming to him and they're ignoring them. In verse 48, it says, if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And listen, their problem, their issue is the same as many are today. Man, they're worried about what man's going to do. They're worried about losing their position and the Romans coming and say, would you let this happen and take away their political position or even their stature in Rome. And listen, we need to understand that our approval of God is oh so much higher than the approval of man. And even in our own families, guys, if you know that what you're doing is right, if you see wrong in your family, look, if you love them, look for me as well. If I love them, I got to tell them the truth. I have a son, my only son, and he's out of order. And when he asks me about what he's doing or wants to tell me about what he's doing, I have to tell him the truth. I love him. And I can't let him go uninformed. And I must let the Lord be part of his life or in his life, at least as far as me speaking truth to him. And when someone comes to me and asks me different various things, man, politically correct went out the window a long time ago when it comes to the things of Christ. Because there's no way that me, just as a Christian, let alone a preacher, I'm going to let somebody come into my proximity and they're going to ask me about something and I'm not going to tell them the truth. And listen, not on my watch. I can't let that happen. And if they don't like me, well, then they don't like me. If they hate me, well, then they, hallelujah, I'm in good company. They hate Christ as well. But I got to tell the truth. Not to mention that one piece of truth I tell might, hallelujah, be the seed sprinkle that God will use to give them the increase. So, hallelujah, they can come up out of their grave as well.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as